If DeFi ever felt overwhelming, risky, or chaotic, Ink might be the first chain that actually fixes that. Because why otherwise would Kraken, one of the oldest exchanges in crypto, suddenly launch its own blockchain? The answer is more important than you think. Ink built on the Optimism superchain, and it's designed to bring millions of everyday users into DeFi without friction, without fear, and without feeling like you need a PhD to get started. Today, I'm breaking down the five big ideas that explain what Ink is, why it matters, and what you can actually do on it right now. The easiest way to understand Ink is this. Most blockchains are islands. You swim there on your own. You figure out the rules on your own. You pray you don't drown. Ink is a bridge, a bright, well-lit official bridge built by people who've been driving users around safely for a decade. Kraken looked at the space and said, "People want DeFi, but they want safety, clarity, and good UX." So instead of tossing newcomers into the jungle of DEXs and bridges and weird wallet pop-ups, they built a smooth on-ramp from the familiar world of centralized finance directly into the world of on-chain apps. This isn't a meme chain. It isn't a marketing trick. It's serious infrastructure aimed at onboarding the next few million people into on-chain finance. If Kraken is the taxi you trust, Ink is the highway it built to get you to the new city. What makes Ink different under the hood? If Ethereum is a two-lane road with traffic, then Ink is a six-lane expressway with smart tolls, bright signage, and autopilot built in. It's built on the OP stack, the same tech that powers Base and the entire superchain, shared upgrades with all OP chains, so every improvement flows everywhere. It's fast, with roughly 1 second blocks and cheap micro fees, not heart attack gas prices, EVM compatible, so devs can deploy instantly with Kraken-grade security. So if the OP stack is the global highway system, then Ink is one of the smoothest new roads on it. Tech alone doesn't create adoption. Culture and user experience does. And Ink's culture is DeFi, but human. Other chains feel like sports cars built for engineers. Ink feels like a quiet electric SUV, intuitive, stable, predictable. And that's what crypto has been missing. Not speed, not more transactions per second, just approachability. Mass adoption isn't waiting for new cryptography, it's waiting for products your non-crypto friends can actually use. Ink aims to be the first chain where newcomers don't immediately think, "What is happening? Where am I? Why did I lose $80 in fees?" The best way to understand a new chain is to look at the apps already building there. Tydro, the lending engine powered by Aave. Tydro is the DeFi bank of Ink. Deposit, borrow, earn yield. It's Aave's proven serious infrastructure under a new brand. Velodrome, the liquidity central station. If Ink is a city, Velodrome is its grand central station. All the liquidity routes through it, swaps, pools, incentives. Reservoir, relay, the on-off ramp. This is the seamless lane change from other chains into Ink. No headaches, no 17-step bridges, just smooth. 3DNS, the cleanest on-chain domains. Think of 3DNS as the DMV that actually works. Register.com.xyz, Box on-chain with real ownership. BlockScout, the X-ray machine. Every chain needs transparency. BlockScout is Ink's full body scan. Contracts, TX, analytics, all visible. These apps aren't toys. They're the core pillars of a functional ecosystem. Lending, liquidity, bridging, identity, yield, transparency. And here's the part that elevates everything. Ink isn't trying to be a loner chain. It's a city inside a federation. The federation is the superchain. Think of the superchain like a federal system. Each city has its own culture, but they share roads, standards, infrastructure, and mobility. That's the OP stack vision, chains that aren't isolated but cooperative. So in the future, you won't think, "What chain am I on?" You'll just move, friction-free, through Ink Base, OP Mainnet, and beyond, like traveling city to city. Ink is planting its flag early in that future. Here are the five big takeaways about Ink. It's the bridge between centralized and decentralized finance. It's built on the OP stack, fast, cheap, secure. It focuses on approachability, not complexity. It already has real apps powering lending, liquidity, identity, yield, and transparency. And it's a superchain city, not an isolated island. Check our channel for more breakdowns of emerging chains and superchain projects and hit subscribe. And tell me in the comments, which chain should I explain next?